Good morning. You are listening to Sup World Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. And today's show, we've got Needles and Pins in the studio. So welcome, Tony and Macy.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in. So you just heard two songs off their new record, 1234, which is coming out June 1st.
Pre-sales officially go up June 1st, but we're going to have copies of the record at the record release this weekend.
On the 26th.
So, and then it'll officially come out sometime around the 7th. So that's when it'll be available from the record label, Mammoth Cave.
So you can get it as soon as this weekend?
Yeah, you can. If you come to the show, you can get it this weekend. And it'll be limited, like, 1 of 50 test presses.
Sweet. And this is your first LP?
Yes,
full length, yeah.
Sweet. And then some of the songs were from 7 Inches that you already had out?
Yeah, we did. So Drop It, from that you just played, that was our first 7 Inch, and that's on it. And then we had two songs that were on a tour split that are also on the record.
All right. So your record release is this Saturday at Astoria?
Yeah.
And who are you going to be playing with?
The Jolts and Korean Gut.
So you just heard two tracks from, I guess, Needles and Pins, and we've got my co-host Allie joining us in studio
today. Good morning!
And so pretty much how today's show is going to go is I'm going to play you one more song off Needles and Pins' new record, and then I'm going to let these kids DJ for the rest of the show.
Stoked.
It's just going to be awesome. What's some of the stuff you're going to play?
Well, because I forgot to bring any records, whatever Tony wants to play.
You have some.
I brought 3 7-inches, Moby Dicks, the Beelines, and Korean Gut.
We're going to play mostly a bunch of our friends' bands. And
that
then
we like.
Maybe probably some replacements.
Yeah.
That sounds perfect.
Like hanging out at the house.
I know, Prince. Yeah, Macy would have if she could have played just Prince.
Just Prince. Just being for an hour. Yeah,
maybe we could mix a little Prince in there.
Yeah, that would be great if we could get some. That would
maybe,
be cool.
Mash up.
We could mash up Beelines with Prince.
Totally.
Could work.
That'd be a good set to see. Good show to see. Beelines with Prince.
I doubt that's being done. So
no.
Maybe
that would be a good show.
Break some ground here in Central today.
Cool. I'd love it.
All right, so here is one more track off the new Needles and Pins LP. The track is I Heart Your Drugs. You're listening to Sup World Radio, so stay tuned.
I'm
CITR and the Rickshaw are proud to present Dixie's Death Pool, May 19th. After a lengthy hiatus from live performance, CITR and Discorder's favorites, Dixie's Death Pool returns to the stage in support of their new album, The Man with the Flowering Hands. Performing at the Rickshaw with dream pop stars, shimmering stars, and the psych rock sensation's Dirty Spells. Tripping out is made easy with live video manipulation by Merlin. That's Dixie's Death Pool, Shimmering Stars, and Dirty Spells, May 19th at the Rickshaw.
Artists in Our Midst welcomes their 20th anniversary by inviting the public to join them for two popular art events this spring. Event 1 is a free Roundhouse exhibit and birthday party on May 16th. One day only at the Roundhouse Community Center at 181 Roundhouse Mews in Yaletown. There will be an artist reception from 7 to 10 p.m. and don't miss out on the birthday cake bash at 8. Following up the birthday bash, there will be a free open studios walk on May 19th through the 21st. Studios will be open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and to see participating artists and a map, visit the website at artistsinourmidst.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Sup World Radio, and we have just started our Needles and Pins DJ set, which started off with Mean Jeans.
Yeah, the Mean Jeans record. It just came out on Dirt Nap like a couple weeks ago, and they were just in town like last week, was
yeah.
it? Yeah, last yeah. week. I went and saw them last weekend, and it was really good.
One best show ever, I heard, because I was
Adam,
there.
Adam claims that it's one of the best shows he's ever been to. It was really good.
Okay.
So
I wasn't there.
I guess another Mean Jeans show that you missed that was really good. Yeah. You missed that one in Portland.
What made it his best show ever?
I don't know. It's just good.
They just played
they're
really
just
well.
Funny. They're just such a funny band. Like.
They were really drunk, that's why it was really good, I think.
We were really drunk?
Yes,
yeah.
That's what I believe. That is the only reason they thought it was a good show.
Not the only reason.
No, they're a good band.
Yeah, it was good. And then, what else? Oh, yeah, then we played Steve Adamick Band, Take It Back, who are some friends of ours from Ottawa. And that record's out on Dirt Nap as well. I think I brought, like, 4 Dirt Nap records. So, that's for you, Ken, Dirt Nap. Yeah, there's some friends of ours from Ottawa. We played with them before. They're coming out to Sled, so anybody that's going to Sled Island should go see them. They're really
good. That lineup this year is nuts. Mm-hmm. I really want to go.
You should go. It's so fun.
You got to come.
Are you guys playing it?
Yeah, we're playing. Oh. Playing two shows. Playing with Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet and, and Archers of Love. Which
oh,
is
awesome.
Fucking
we're
going to
hit the indie rock scene hardcore. Yeah.
Sure.
It's going to be awesome.
It'll be fun.
It'll be weird, but it'll be fun. I'm stoked.
Adam's
people my age
really
will be there
stoked
at the
about
shows.
Playing for yeah. before Archers of Love. Like,
yeah,
he called me. He was shitting himself.
Yeah, he called me too. That's cool. So now next, we're gonna play the Beelines, which is one of my favorite Vancouver bands.
And
of
Melanie
all
did
time.
The artwork for them.
Really?
That's right. You did
yeah.
the artwork for the LP, right?
Yeah, I did it for the LP, not for the 7-inch.
Oh right. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome though. That's. I didn't know that little tidbit. That's cool.
Yeah.
They're amazing. And we're going to play Social Retard, which is the best song ever written in the world, I think. I can never get enough of it.
Just let me die. Yeah, I'm a retard, social retard, down.
Listening to Sup World Radio Special Needles and Pins feature. And so they have taken over the DJ reins, and you just heard from Sonic Avenues.
Yeah, who's another East Coast band that is kind of like part of the like Ottawa Going Gaga scene and stuff. So that's another Dirt Nap record. Dirt Nap put out, I'm going to play more Dirt Nap records from Ottawa today, but.
So many Dirt Nap, you gotta play some Scumbags.
Yeah, I didn't bring any. Yeah. We goofed, actually. That Moby, the Moby Dicks that we played. That was a co-release with Mammoth Cave on Scumbags. So.
There you go, yeah. Promoting Scumbags right there. Yeah. Perfect.
So Scumbags is Tony's label.
Me and Adam.
You and Adam.
And Macy should definitely get some credit because she paid for the first record. So.
And what? I paid back.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
Yes. Yeah, you absolutely did.
I never
did. No,
I didn't.
What are some releases on Scumbags?
We did our record, the Drop It 7-inch was the first record that we did, and then we did the Young Mums cassette was number two. Then we did that, the tour split with Mammoth Cave. And then we did the Slow Earners record.
Which is amazing.
Which is a really good record.
They're such a good band.
And they sent me a couple of new songs just recently that are really rad. So.
We can put that out. You're gonna
know. Well, I don't have any money to put it out. So, and then what we're doing a cassette for a band called Shitty Neighbors is the next thing.
That's a great name.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna come out like I guess when we get back from tour, we can't do anything until like. Mm.
No time.
Slow Learners and Shitty Neighbors.
Yeah.
I still think Slow Learners is the best name for a band ever.
Slow Leaners. We played a show with them, and I was, because we have, like, our name was on Macy's drums, and they're using Macy's drums, so I thought I would make them, like,
a sign to cover it out,
so it would say their name. And I wrote it out, and I was, like, drawing it. And then I realized afterwards that I wrote Slow Leaners. And then we just decided to keep it, and we used it, so it's funny.
That's awesome.
So, we have tickets to give away.
Oh, yeah. Last week, a lovely gentleman named Max won the tickets to the Melvins at Venue on July 15th, so we have more tickets for that show to give away. And Macy is going to ask this week's skill testing question.
Okay, this is a real challenge because I don't want people to Wikipedia this. I want somebody to actually call up and know the answer to this.
So prove that you know it.
I don't know how you can prove it. But you have to know the full name of Prince's full name. His real full name.
Real life
name. First, middle, last name.
604 UBC CITR. If you know the answer. Or if Wikipedia knows the answer.
Don't Wikipedia it! If you know it, you're cool.
Okay. Sweet, that's the prize.
I'll go to the Melvins
cool.
with you.
So call in 604-UBC-CHR. If you can tell us Prince's full name, you win two tickets to see the Melvins.
Melvins date.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, because most Melvins fans are huge Prince fans.
So it's really...
Now what are we going to play?
Yeah, what's coming up next?
Korean Gat,
yeah.
Who's playing our release party with us and are awesome. So this is Our Misery, Your Benefit off their debut 7-inch on Mammoth Cave.
Yeah.
There
you go.
from Noodles and Pins, and you're listening to Sapworld Radio on CITR. Hey, this is Tony from Noodles and Pins, and you're listening to Sapworld Radio on CITR. Hey, this is Tony from Noodles and Pins, and you're listening to Sapworld Radio on CITR.
Get ready. The North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Interactive Conference takes over Toronto June 11th to 17th. 7 days, 50 stages, and 650 bands, including The Flaming Lips, Bad Religion, Raekwon and Ghostface, Matthew Good, and much, much more. Plus, 40 films and 4 huge free public concerts downtown. Get it all for just $50 with a North by Northeast wristband. Buy online and get full festival details at www.nxne.com. North by Northeast, celebrating 18 years of great music. Working for
the city. Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, you remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on CITR.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
And he's like, what was that?
Oh, man. We started talking about Pontius Pilate. That was bizarre.
That's Nardwuar.
Yeah.
That's good.
So you're listening to Sup World Radio. It's almost over. We've got 15 minutes left.
Oh, tons of time.
Tons of time.
Play a bunch of 2-minute punk songs. And
it's true. We played a lot of songs today because they're all like 2-minute punk songs. You can fit a lot in.
I'm glad you brought all those records. Screwed. What did we play?
Yeah. We played Sora Korean Gut. And then we played Mother's Children, who's another Ottawa band. That EP is, I think it's 6 songs, and 5 out of the 6 songs are really good. It's a really good
EP. One of them, there's one song that sucks.
It doesn't suck, it's just not. How did that become an insult?
Five out of 6.
I'm saying like
3, and I'm like, oh yeah, okay.
Well, just one of them's not as good. I don't know. That's a I thought that was a compliment. Then we played The Nerves, Hanging on the Telephone, which was the best power pop song ever written. Yeah. I think probably you could argue, I guess, but
people will argue.
If you want to argue with me about the best power pop song ever written, we can. That's fine. Yeah. And then. We played Summer Girls off the White Wires WW2 record, which is the last Ottawa Dirt Nap record that I'm going to play today. But these are just all friends of ours, and they just happen to all get hooked up with Dirt Nap. So yeah.
Basically, we're trying to get hooked up.
Basically,
with Dirt
Nap
right
if you want to put our record out and our next record out on Dirt Nap, just, you know.
No.
Call me.
You can be on Dirt Nap. You can be on
Scumbuzz. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. Scumbuzz. And then what else to listen? Oh, yeah, Slow Earner. So there's a Scumbuzz record for you, which is still good. So good. Hopefully.
I want to hear more records.
Yeah, I got 2 other songs on my computer. And, and then, yeah, next up is The Replacements. We're going to play Bastards of Young.
Of course. Yeah.
Sweet. Before The Replacements, though, a lovely gentleman named Paul called in, and he won tickets to the Melvins by answering the question.
He said he knew the answer right away, but it took him at least 10 minutes to call up. I highly doubt that guy knew the answer. I think he Wikipedia.
So Paul,
and
Paul,
his computer froze, and then he had to wait.
Paul, if you want to come defend, if you want to call and defend yourself to Mesa,
yeah, poor Paul. As he far just wanted to win some tickets.
Congratulations.
As far as your Prince trivia is concerned.
I'm just joking.
Oh, he's calling.
So, that or somebody's...
Somebody wants to debate.
Someone's going to debate the greatest power pop song ever.
It's going to be Adam.
It's going to be Adam.
Adam's calling up. He's going to debate.
It is Paul. What does Paul Paul have to say for himself?
Well, he called up pretty quick that
His
time.
His neighbor knew the answer, you guys.
Oh, okay.
So he just, like,
okay.
went next door
so
and is like, hey, I've got a question
on poor Paul.
No problem.
He canvassed the neighborhood.
Oh, no, it's okay. We forgive you.
You still get the tickets, Paul.
Macy, what was the answer? What is Roger's Prince's full name?
Prince Neil Nelson. Yeah.
Roger's
his first
Nelson?
Name, which is so funny.
Oh, wonderful. That was
course
very
has a,
yeah.
Of course, he has a weird...
Prince.
Yeah, well, so, I go by Prince, too, if that was my middle name.
That was
Roger.
Actually his
beneficial.
Middle name?
Yeah, sure. That was his real middle name. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Now you know.
Now we're just listening to the conversation with Paul. I'm scared he's going to come down here and fight me.
Okay. For all you listeners out there, here is the replacement.
Yeah.
Duffy and the Doubters with Ouija Board on Sup World Radio. Before that, you heard The Replacements, Bastards of the Young, as DJed by Needles and Pins.
Mostly Tony. And
you snuck in your Prince in there somehow.
Yeah, we didn't get to play Prince, but if you want, while we're talking right now, I can play Prince in the background.
What song do you want?
If I was your girlfriend. if you can find it.
Is that your favorite Prince song? Or just right now?
Well, just a good background song, though. Oh, okay. It's not too much. It's like,
I got you knew that right away. Good background music song?
If I was on the radio and I needed background
Tuesday
song.
Morning radio background music. Here comes.
Oh, sweet. Oh,
this is rolling the dice. Who knows? This could be a weird.
Oh, no.
So.
We get to see the YouTube video, everybody, so it's pretty entertaining.
Lots of fans.
Yeah.
So we're almost out of time. We have time for only one more Needles and Pins song.
Oh, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's a song that I don't listen to very much, so it's good.
I just realized, I was like, best friend, I forgot we have it, so.
So, you've been listening to Sup World Radio every Tuesday morning, 10:30 to 11:30 on CTR. And this week's guests were Tony and Macy from Needles and Pins, who are coming out with a record release show this Saturday at the Astoria.
Yeah, we're playing with Kringa and the Jolts. It'll be a super awesome show.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be a party.
And you'll have test presses.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pre-release.
We'll have
50 of them.
Limited edition test presses for sale.
Yeah. And more stuff for sale now.
Yeah.
T-shirts. New stuff.
So yeah, if you want to come pay us to promote our band, feel free to come on by.
Merch table.
If you want to party.
Yeah, if you just want to drink 100 beers.
How much is our cover going to be? Did we decide on that yet?
I don't know. It'll be less than $10.
Oh, yeah.
You see that.
Yeah.
It's going to be
sure,
like
less than
$8 bucks at the most.
Yeah.
Okay. So, thanks for tuning in. This has been Sup World Radio. Up next, we have the morning after show with Oswaldo. And now we are going to leave you with one last Needles and Pins track, which is gonna be Best Friend from their new record 1234. Sup World Radio, thanks for tuning in.
Thank you!
Thanks for having us!
I listen to it all day long, and I cannot get it out. at the end of my rope.